You'd say today is Saturday, so Friday was when?
Yesterday.
And Sunday is?
Tomorrow.
And if someone came here on a Sunday, not last Sunday, but a week earlier than that, you'd say he came here.
A week too early?
Or, talking about, not if he didn't come here last Sunday, he came here a week earlier than that, you'd say he came here.
A week early. He came a week early.
And what day he came?
7 days early, on Sunday.
Okay, would you say, call that Sunday a week, or?
It'd be from Sunday to Sunday, would be a week.
Okay. So, well, how would you refer to that? You'd say he came here. If something happened, not last Sunday, but a week earlier than that, he came here.
Oh, that was a week before last.
Okay. And if someone was going to leave, not next Sunday, but a week beyond that, he's going to leave.
The following Sunday.
You'd call that Sunday?
A week earlier, a week later.
Okay. Would you call that Sunday week, or? Week after?
A Sunday week. I'd call it Sunday week, yeah.
Okay.
Sunday week.
If someone stayed from the 1st to the 15th, you'd say he stayed about?
Half a month. 2 weeks. Better than 2 weeks, you know.
Okay. And tell me about how tall rooms are. You'd say this room is about?
9 feet.
And if a child's just had his 3rd birthday, you'd say he's how old?
3 years old.
And if you wanted to know the time, you'd ask somebody.
What time is it?
And you'd look at your
watch.
And if it was midway between 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock, you'd say it's
8:30.
Or another way of saying that, it's
half past.
Okay. And if it's 15 minutes later than that, you'd say that it's
45.
Or it's a,
or 15 till.
And if you've been doing something for a long time, you'd say, I've been doing that for quite a
while. Quite a while.
1974 was last year. 1975 is
this year.
And if something happened on this day last year, you'd say it happened exactly
same time last year it did this year.
Okay, how long ago?
A year ago.
And talking about the weather, you'd look up at the sky and say, I don't like the looks of those black
clouds.
And on a day when the sun is shining and you don't see any clouds,
it's pretty.
Okay, or what's another way of saying that?
Beautiful sunshine day.
And just the opposite kind of day, if you can't see the sun and it's all dark.
It's all cloudy. Mm-hmm. It's cloudy days.
Okay. And if the clouds were getting thicker and you think it's going to rain or something in a little while.
Look like it's going to rain, a thunderstorm.
Okay. And the weather's doing what? You say it's changing or threatening?
Weather
or?
It's threatening. Weather's threatening, a rain, a thunderstorm.
What if the clouds pull away and the sun comes out? You'd say it's going to
clear it up.
Hmm?
It's clearing up then.
Okay. And if no rain comes for weeks and weeks, you say that you're having a...
We're having a dry spell.
Any other way of saying that?
Well, it's just dry weather is all I can tell you.
Do you ever say drought or...
Drought?
Hmm?
You say, some people say we're going to have a drought.
What does that mean?
Means it's going to stay dry too long.
And now can you start counting to 15 slowly?
Do what?
Just count to 15.
Me?
Yeah.
One, like that. One, two, three.
Wait, that's going to pick up.
Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
And the number after 19?
After 19 is 20.
And 26?
And 27.
And 29?
30.
And 39?
40.
And 69?
70.
And 99?
100.
And 999?
999 is